palavras, das coisas. Aleluia. Salvação. Essa é um. Aleluia. E o nosso sítio é Goa. Verdade ou Thomas. Aleluia. Isso é o que eu vou entrar em nome de Jesus. Seja a glória de Deus, seja a glória. Shall pass out, hallelujah. And nothing that will be done in thee, hallelujah. So if there is no passion, there cannot be a new thing, hallelujah. That's okay, no passion, for a new thing to come, hallelujah. Say that seed, that shall be in you. That seed is dropped by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the seed here, hallelujah. And he drops it in the soul, in the mind of those who are focused. Hallelujah. There is much distance between the outer court and the holiness of God. The Lord of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The outer court, holy place where we are now, and then this other one. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we must qualify. So there is a place of righteous standing, there is authority, there is power and dominion. Power and dominion come from marriage. Yes, it's good to pray, it's good to do, but for example, this is a good, because this is a good, lead us to the spirit. It's the experience of, your power is not your power, it's the power of the head. And the head cannot rule when you are not beheaded. The head must rule. Then a new head must come upon your soul. Then it will happen. Hallelujah. So you will be a transmitter. Because the head says the head, the oil upon the head has done what? Flows down to the garment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there must be a flow. A place of we must join. And then this flow will come. Hallelujah. So we'll be touching on that. And finally, Jubilee. Freedom. From death. You see, in the time of Jubilee, anyone who has sold himself as a slave, or anybody who became a debtor, because there was a pressure on you to sell their land, to sell their inheritance, to sell this, you know, that on the day of Jubilee, what happens? The death shall be recovered. Hallelujah. So, we are in the season of recovery. Amen. Hallelujah. We are coming to a season of recovery.
Amen.
Recovery from sin.
Somebody
says, I promise. Jesus abolished sin. And abolished death. Hallelujah. The sting of death is sin. Where there is no sin, no death. Adam was sinless for many years. Don't know how long. And God is taking us back to that place. Where you have a sinless eternity.
Yes.
A growing hole will not be seen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That is the new season that God is giving us. So, Jubilee is a place of recovery from sin, a recovery from disease, and a recovery from death. And we saw last week that Moses was a thing that today the rain up to Moses. And then when Jesus came, he did what?
Hallelujah.
And the spirit that will help him to do that, this is me.
Hallelujah.
So we are in the place of quickening that spirit. So that when he shall come to the Lord, what happens? The veil will be taken away. And then we are in the place of change. Every day is a metamorphosis. Every day is a mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Jubilee is an important, is a trumpet, and of course it's the last trumpet that sounded at this evening to bring us Canaan. Canaan is a place of milk, and you know what is there? Milk is a complete food. There's a place of complete nourishment of God. Hallelujah. Honey, sweetness, no sorrow, no pain, no crying, no death, no disease. You know, so that is where God is taking us to. Hallelujah. And it is a trumpet that is bringing us there. God said that the voice of the Lord, the trumpet of the Lord, is full of majesty. It shakes the wilderness. Our soul that is like the wilderness, the voice of the Lord is shaking it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray that this voice of the Lord will shake my wilderness.
Amen.
Will bring life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we will break all the earthquakes, all the graves, all the bondages will be shaken by the voice of the Lord. And everything is so loud in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Enable editing.
So when we saw the content of the examples in Noah's Ark and that of Moses' Ark, anywhere you say Ark is for deliverance, it was saved. And we are being entombed inside the Ark. So to recover, the heat that dwelleth was in the secret place of the Most High. Brethren, we have to walk into it. We have to talk to you hostage. For the kingdom of God, 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 suffer direct. Amen. For Bible. Let me tell you, yet I am a medical science man. Medical science man who gives medicine, who do something, who uses that is medical science. The divine science, we speak.
Hallelujah.
You pray, you decree. You understand? You manifest. That is medical science. Hallelujah. Divine science. Hallelujah. The devil comes to deal with us. But we come higher. We come with higher thoughts. And we bring them into disobedience. So we stop against us. War against war. But you see, where the world is coming from is more important. The heart must be clean. If the heart is not clean, if the devil is not enter the heart. But when your hand is pure, hallelujah, out of it will come fullness. The sword of the Lord, the arrows of the Lord, are the strong in the heart of the king of the kings. Hallelujah. So we are coming to a place where we are knowing our promise. We have our promise. And we speak. And we move. Hallelujah. The devil talk, I talk. My own will be shadow. Hallelujah. In the power of Moses, what did he do? The man shadowed all the laws of the future. Hallelujah. So brethren, speak to yourself, speak to your body, speak to your condition. And we are learning a new push in the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Alright, so we're going to the next slide. Okay, so this is where we are starting today.
Invasion of soul
by Antichrist spirits and demons. And I'm saying that spirits do not have bodies. So spirits are looking for a body through which they can express themselves. I also include God. God is a spirit. John chapter 3 says, the air, the spirit moves where it goes, by the air. The only spirit. The only way it can minister, can manifest, is when there is something tangible, physical. So God, who is a spirit, needs a physical body. That's why he needs man. So that through man can express himself. So also other spirits. The devil is looking for whom he can express himself to. So it's a principle of spirit. So if you yield yourself to the spirit will take over and start coming with it. Hallelujah. So it works both ways. You yield to God, he will come close to you. He will come and dwell with you. You notice all the offerings have to do with it. If God smells a good sound, when God smells, what does it do? He comes. Because as the fire, hallelujah, I commune the sacrifice, hallelujah. He owns the sacrifice, hallelujah, that he can keep coming. Alright, so the first thought there is about Adam. Adam was in the garden. I'm sorry about that reference in chapter 2, verse 4. Can you just correct me? This verse 4 of chapter 2 of the Genesis. Okay. Genesis 2 from verse 4 to 20 tells us about the life of Adam in the garden. Hallelujah. Adam was in the garden and there was no sin. You know? And you see in verse 8, Adam was fellowshipping with God. You know? God is a spirit. And the only way God and Adam could fellowship with God was through his spirit. So through his spirit will carry his soul and his body into the realms of God. Hallelujah. And then God will come into Adam through his spirit. And then will flow through his body and through the soul to his body. So that was what was happening. So there was a flow. Hallelujah. And remember when God created Adam, there was a flow. He breathed. And last Sunday, we looked at that scripture about Nasham. It says, if you are not opening it, it says, the Lord breathed. That was it. You know, the breath of life. Nasham. And that energy became personalized, became flesh. You know, John chapter 1 says that the Son is good. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. So there is an energy. There is a flow of energy that comes from God. This morning, as I'm worshiping God, if you are sensing the Spirit, tell me that there was an energy that we need. There was a coming of God. Hallelujah. It came to many people. Hallelujah. Amen. So the energy of God comes from the Spirit, through your Spirit. To your soul and down to your body. Hallelujah. That's God's divine order. So Adam was walking in that realm until something came. There was an invasion. There was a dastardly, there was a wicked, you know, deception through which the enemy came in. Hallelujah. And when he came in, he had a plan. You know, so let us Genesis chapter 3, 23. There was a result of that. But therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to see the ground. But at this time God has passed through. You know, it was if you go one area, God has passed him. It says first. You know, because Adam, because the head, because the woman, because the serpent, you know, and then verse 24. So he drove the man out of the garden and he placed and he east of the garden, Jeremy, and the terms of winter temple, the way of the tree of life. So, Adam, he lost it. What happened? He said that to put it their own way. I'll put it this way. Adam lost the ability to ascend. To assess the life of God. Hallelujah. So he lost that ability. Hallelujah. And one of the things God is doing at this time of atonement is that he is restoring that ability. So that you can ascend also back to that place. Hallelujah. And you will, and you begin to have fellowship. So that is what God is doing. So Adam fell. He became lower into that place. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 16. I'm moving a little bit fast. Let's go on that one now. 1 Corinthians 16. Adam said, Romans 3 says, for all our sin and falling short of his glory. And God told Adam, in the day you will do so and so, you take up, you fell because you took of that tree, good and evil, this together. And the Hebrew says, the day you do it, you will continue to die. You will continue to die. You will die and continue to die. Death is not just the issue of the body, but it is the death of the soul, death of the spirit. That is, the spirit is separated from God. Their spirit cannot rise. You know? Their soul cannot, in my thought. You know? When God is there, I'm healed, I'm saying, Lord, I'm looking at it, I see how things. But God says, we are healed. You know, so the thought of man became much, much, much lower. Remember, Adam named all the animals. There was the such a high intelligence in him, you know, that he named all the animals. There was no bridge, you know, because there were four rivers. And he could, he walked upon it, you know. He didn't need any means. So it was such a glory and power. Hallelujah. But when he came, power left the spirit. The spirit became frozen. The spirit became weak. The spirit fainted. The spirit could no longer get life. So what authority does Adam have? He will come to the head. So Adam began to use his senses, you know, to get life. He became a man of the head, which is much contrary to what God had in mind. So his body began to move. The soul married the body. Hallelujah. And when we look at the picture of the place in Egypt, I believe we will talk about it, but it gives us a step-by-step process through which the devil pulled the mind of man into the ground and locked him up in the prison. Hallelujah. And man became a fallen nature. Hallelujah. If you look at the head of the Pharaoh, what he wears is the serpent. It's not the same that the serpent from the head to the toe is on the ground. Head to tail. So the energy of the serpent is from here. And yesterday I was talking to my wife. When you open the television, you and social media. There are four things you see. Sex. Self of sex in several forms. You know? The next thing is food. Alright? Food. Then the next thing is what? Profession. You know, what you have won. You know, I mean, in university, I see big men, professors, who does things, and one day, they can't even work. They are doing like this. And that professor should be gone. Don't see anything. The first class, Harvard. I said, this year, the first class has a kind of work, can't do it. You can't even read his name. Hallelujah. So, man has fallen.
Yes.
And we don't need anybody to plead to us. You know, that there is something beyond that. Hallelujah. So, Adam fell. He fell. The God is in the process of raising up a new Adam. Hallelujah. So there is hope for us. Alright, so Adam fell from that glory. I'll just read the scripture and then move to the next. 1 Corinthians 15 for me ties it up very well. It ties it up. It summarizes God's thoughts about the first Adam and then the second and the last Adam. Verse 42. It says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in corruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised. It is raised in power. It is sown in natural body. It is raised for a spiritual body. Let me stop here. Every one of us, God has given us a body. He will determine what happens to your body. Moses determined, say, I'm going to be an apostle. He died and took his body. The devil contended for his body. We can't take his body. Hallelujah. Every one of us says that we are groaning, waiting to be uploaded upon by our house from heaven. Hallelujah. Brother, there is a covering, there is a change that should come. And it is you that will determine what to come to your, what will happen to your body. We'll talk to that later. So there's a spiritual body. The spiritual body is produced by a spiritual soul. Hallelujah. A spiritual body is produced by a spiritual soul. And Jesus, he received that spiritual soul. He overcame. And then his body also followed through. Hallelujah. He took his body. And took it out of them. Not just him, many others broke through. You know, there was a resurrection on our body. And many of the saints came out of their bodies, resurrected, and they went to heaven. Hallelujah. So men have been resurrected. Not true. And I tell you, men are resurrected now. And if you also press through, you will get to see a change in yourself, in your body, praise the Lord. Natural body and the spiritual body, verse 45. And so it's written, the first man Adam was born, made a living soul. The last Adam was made one, a living spirit. What I call the spiritual soul. Amen. How be that was not first, which is spiritual. Not that which is what? Natural. How be what that which is what? Spiritual. So we have known the natural. Right now, the church is transiting. You know, you see a snake, it throws away the old body and gets a new one. Right now, we are putting on the old man.
Amen.
And we are putting on the new man. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But for since how did it was not that which was spiritual, but that which was natural, and after all, that which was spiritual. Then, for example, the first man is of the earth. The second man was the Lord of heaven. And as we are in the earth, such are they also that are heavenly. And as it is the heavenly, such are they also that are what? Heavenly. As we have born naturally, the image of heaven, we shall. Shall is a language of God. We shall. It is what we mean. We shall also what? The image of heaven. Now, as that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither of what? Corruption inherits in corruption. But the Lord has shown you a mystery. We shall not all be extinct, but we shall all be changed.
Amen.
Lord, we rebuke the spirit of
unbelief.
Every spirit of unbelief. Every spirit that is coming, the Lord rebuke you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In a moment, in the word twinkling, that twinkling just means just a short time. And the gift of atonement is a short time. Hallelujah. And the last trumpet. The last trumpet is the trumpet of marriage. child. For this corrupt people was put on incorruption, and this mortal was put on immortality. So when this corrupt people shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass that same revelation. Death is swallowed up. The old death, you are in that skin. The skin is the weapon. Alright? And the answer is, old grave, you are in that skin. The skin of death is sin. Jesus lived on earth without sin. So, sin couldn't have any authority over him. Hallelujah. So, the skin of death is what? Sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Now, that this invasion, this energy that came into the earth, could not overcome the soil. They had a greater energy. Hallelujah. So he overcame both sin and death. And he triumphed. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that the same spirit by which he triumphed is in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He said, for thanks be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So that is the summary of the fall of Adam. Alright, and we are coming to the next one. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know, that was what brought down Adam. Was a mixture. Hallelujah. Was it a mixture that came in? Alright, so we see that sin entered into Adam. And Romans 5, let's talk to it. Say, this sin entered, righteousness also entered. Hallelujah. Righteousness also enter. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at Romans chapter 5. I'm sorry, I didn't say. Let me just. I keep the wrong slide. Romans 5. I think it's from. Verse 12. Okay, see, there's another one. I'm just looking from 12 to 21. Therefore, as that one man, sin entered into the world. Hallelujah. And when sin entered, what happened? Death. Hallelujah. Without sin, no death. So brethren, as we begin to overcome sin, death will be running far and far from us.
Amen.
Let's say amen.
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 Death comes. Comes to knock on the door. Let us encounter. Come to knock. So let us be saved of death. Let it just touch you. If you accept it, because hallelujah. Hallelujah. Death comes. Hallelujah. But you resist it. We resist it by the blood. By the energy in the blood. Hallelujah. And by that energy, we can be revived of God. And that's what the world means to us. We don't rebuke because of our past tense or because of our praise, but because of what Christ has already done. You know, fasting and praying helps us to just attune ourselves, but also activate what Christ has already done. God for us. Hallelujah. So, let the name of the reader. Therefore, as the one man sin entered into the world and death of sin, so they pass upon all men. For that all have sinned. All men receive death because all have sinned. Amen. But it is until the law of sin was in the world, but we are sin is not included where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to where?
Moses.
Because in Moses, God introduced the principle of the blood, the principle of atonement. So every 10th day of the 7th month, Aaron will go with the blood into the holiest of all and receive forgiveness of sin. And he will push back death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when Jesus came, he abolished it. So, so let's want to so never the day reign from Adam to Moses, even over them that have not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who is the figure of them? Why? Because when Adam was sinning, we were in his loins. It's a spiritual principle. Amen. When Adam sinned, we were in his loins. So, even though we do physically do it, because we were in his loins, death had authority over us. Hallelujah. But there's another principle. When Jesus came also, we were also in his loins. Amen. So when he died, we died. When he resurrected, we resurrected. When he was lifted up, we were lifted up. Hallelujah. So we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Not because of what we have done or what we do, but because of what he has already done. You know? So as we exercise our faith in what he has done, the power of God is activated in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 15, but not as the offense, so also the figure. For if through the offense of one, many be redeemed, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, are what? Abandoned unto many. And not as it was by one, not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment is by one to condemnation. For the free gift is of what? Many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's sin, death reigned over us, a counter argument, much more they which receive abundance of grace, and of the gift of righteousness of what? Reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of man, the free gift came of the power and not what? Justification of man. For as the one man's disobedience, many they are made sinners, so by the obedience of one, many shall also be made righteous. Amen. He said them, my one. Amen. Moreover, as the law entered, that offense by the man. That as sin had reigned unto death, even so by what? Grace. Reigned through righteousness unto eternal life. Alright, so let's look at let's read 51 or Psalm 51 and then Psalm 58. I'm just trying to lay a foundation so that the other ones you may know it. Just a reminder, so the other ones you may not know, and they want to make sure everyone has the power. Behold, I was shaken in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive. Behold, the same path that shall bring me to do iniquity. Say, touch me, Esau, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be washed righteous and pure. Hallelujah. Make me to hear joy and gladness. And the bow of Israel has broken over the joys. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions. Hallelujah. If we have broken and renew thy spirit. Amen. Cast me not away from thy presence. See that boldness. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy peace. Then the mighty can go such a way as soon as I will come to me. Look at verse 17. The sacrifices of God These are serious offerings from the altar. I was a broken. It is good to build altars. That is true. And the time when you pray, the season where you go, all those things are true. But there is something, my brother. The altar of God. Hallelujah. That is the altar that is where you. But Elijah said, repair that altar. When you repair the altar in your soul, then you begin to align it to the altar of God in heaven. And then angels will begin to ascend. And then hallelujah. So David knew that this to say, God, give the way. And every day we must search ourselves. And we must make sure that we are aligning our hearts. You know, because out of our heart are what? The issue. That's where life comes from. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I think that last one is important. I have to do the program. Exam is in that string. Nobody teaches a child how to sing because it's still born. Alright, so we just want to start with that. Let's go to the next one. So we see that the devil sold something to Adam. Ye are God. God is organizing government. I don't know, the one we know is the people lying, that's a different aspect. Witchcraft is a planetary government, a government that's contrary to God, that begins to manipulate the souls and manipulate the life of people. Example, Ahab and Jezebel. Jezebel was manipulating Ahab, and she used it and got authority. Alright? So witchcraft opens the door for many sorcery and many, you know, wickedness. You know, so rebellion entered into the heart of Adam. And when rebellion entered, you became a god. Self. You know, self is one of the strongest things that God has to be. Self. I. Hallelujah. And if you look at the tabernacle, self is different from sin. In the other God, sin is forgiven. You know, but God comes in another point where the man that has been forgiven must later be dealing. So that's why it's not about the peace offering. It's not a sin offering. It's not a God that has sinned to forgive. But if a man that is coming is right of the healing and not the God, there is a deeper work that needs to be done. Hallelujah. And that is the blame of the church. Not just the church, about myself. There's so much self, you know, self done. You know. And so you now have two wills, the will of God and my will. You know, I will. You know, I feel. That is the way I want it. And that's why in the tabernacle, wood must be covered by gold.
Yes.
You know? And in the church, there's much clash of wills. My will against your will. This is how I feel. This is how I feel. This is the problem I have. You know? And most of the time, we forget that the Lord is in the midst. Hallelujah. He's the head of the body. Hallelujah. And he's walking in that midst. Hallelujah. Amen. So most times, once in a while, I go to the and I catch myself because I run ahead. You know, I'm working like the God himself. The authority of Christ is transmitted. It's not dedicated. You know, that's the shocking thing. That authority flows. So, Adam was afflicted by the spirit of rebellion and witchcraft. So deception, manipulation, and then was what and he became to me. You know, so we see that spirit working in much of the world. In politics, there's a lot of that. You know. We will deal with this still a little bit. But the final point of Adam was that Adam became a dead soul. That is spiritual language. What does that mean? You know, but if you went to school, remember, they'll tell you, man is the architect of his own destiny. Man says we don't need God. Even though there's a new God that has come, his name is AI. Deep AI. That's only, I don't know. Chat GPT. You know, I have one in my phone. He says my name is, Gemini. Says, I'm here to serve you. And he always asked me, I said, how do I go to Brother's house? I put the map, he lays out the map, I showed him going to go to Brother's house. I'm glad they were going to go over there, and they said, I was over there. I was going to go there, I said, how do I go there? He's over. So I put 7 or 8. And here I go, bam, the map, after that. And I follow the map and dodge people around. Amen. So that's AI. You know, so they said, man doesn't need God. You know, it came from the garden, it came from that one. We are science. But science is even stealing that from. You know, that there's no God. You know, just use your mind, use your reason. Alright, so that is what is coming from the rebellion. Alright? And the end point of the carnal man is what? Death. Sin. And hell. And lake of fire. And if there is anyone in this room, whether you are adult or the child, you are not yet born again. You are at risk of what? Hellfire. Jesus preached to the Lord. He said, there shall be weeping and what? Gnashing of teeth. So, may the Lord help us to revisit our point of grace. To make sure that we are not running in vain. Paul said that I will not run in vain. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. Amen. To make sure that we run properly. So then we are going to the next one now. The need. Yes. So there's a part two of this invasion. There's a part two of it. You know? And that's really what I want to touch on today. This is my body for today. The need. I don't want to make it light or trivialize it. God's purpose is not just to forgive me of my sin. Forgiveness of sin is good. You can even say I became emotional when I was saying that when I got born again. So that is not the point. Hallelujah. Being saved, being forgiven, healing all the legs in Christ cannot satisfy me. The problem is not the body. But the gospel that then is bringing to direct us to the body. Good. There's an emotional point there. You say, are you not saying, no. But there's a divine order. Christ is the inward man. Then the inward man has authority to go into God's presence and bring life. And hallelujah. The soul should be ministering to the body. Say amen. Amen. Say, I wish above all things that what? That thou what? Mayest prosper. And do what? Be in heaven. And what? The soul. The soul of God, when it has strength, it means strength in the spirit of life into the realms of God. Hallelujah. There are realms, there are lights. There are lights. You know, and we are to be walking in that realm of life. The more you walk, the more energy you bring. Look at Moses. He went to the highest one. Hallelujah. and his body changed. Because of the glory. Hallelujah. So the more we are abiding in that glory, the more our body will be transformed. Hallelujah. That is the life gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, when the devil entered, he went upon the stronghold. The Europeans that came to, they came to this place, they said, they didn't water. So, they got the water. What happened? That's the first part of God. They put a stronghold there. Before they started going inside the internet, that's the principle of warfare. You enter the place, you set up the stronghold. From there, you use your mind and do everywhere. Hallelujah. They came by sea. They landed in Mali, Kinosu. They landed in Okoko, Kinosu. They landed in Calabar. They came and they set up. From there, they followed the river, made to begin. I went and drove away to sea. Stole all the things that are there. Hallelujah. So when the devil comes, he sets up a stronghold. And that stronghold is an altar. He set up an altar of darkness within the soul. That is the issue that must be addressed. Amen. 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 Goodness. Amen. Amen. That is the issue that must be addressed. Like, I don't know if I see that. You can read the scripture. I want to say that. That is the issue. That altar of darkness inside the soul must be expunged. The first thing they respond to is you. Amen. I cannot respond to the one in your soul. Amen. Every man must respond to child darkness. Hallelujah. That's why I said there's war in heaven. If I'm not making war, but I'm amassing wealth on heaven. You die blessed to the end, and look for after some time, your hands won't be too strong, you die blessed. You get the lawyer. After some time, you do work. Amen.
Amen.
Food for the belly. Belly for food. Devil is the same with God. Prosperity, they say. But there are all kinds of things. One good, brethren. The gospel of Christ is called. We must labor to go on, to enter into the rest. And for God to enter into his rest in us. Hallelujah. So there's a stronghold that has been set up in the soul of man. Let's read some scriptures. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Like I said, don't believe it.
The temple of the Lord are these.
They were finding the temple of Solomon. You know what the temple of Solomon is? One of the seven wonders of the world. There's no building like this. Hallelujah. It's filled with gold. The best gold. The best everything. Shining, glistening in the sun. He said, I'm not going to know. Because there is this temple, I will cast it out of my sight. God has no favorite son, favorite fellowship. God is looking for a platform. If you give him a platform, he has had the motive. Hallelujah. If you repent, he comes back. Hallelujah. This fellowship has to be done. We have to check. Check our doctrine. Check our preaching. Check our neighbors. Hallelujah. Amen. That doesn't mean I'm not saying what I'm up to. I may be saying it wrongly, but I don't mean it. It's not the way it's in my heart that I'm saying it. But God checks. Thank the Lord. You see this word I say. Where does it come from? Amen. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 8. I will read all. Verse 5. So then he said to me, so my neighbor Ezekiel was sleeping. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord took him. He took him and traveled. He traveled. You know, he took his spirit and he traveled and began to show him things. So he had a lot of those experiences. The people will come and the Lord will take him and begin to do things to him. So this is a revelation of all of those ones. So I said, then he said unto me, so man, lift up thy eyes now to what they know. So I lifted up my eyes to the way of the Lord, and behold, not more than the gate of the Lord that is in me of jealousy will be entered. He said, therefore, son of man, seest thou what is good, even the great abomination that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my standing of it. For 30 years again, and I shall see greater abomination. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a wall, this of the personality, our personality is the wall. You look to them now, you have two people. They tell you that they want to attack Jesus in the body, so you have to attack the church. Yeah. How do you see what I get people? They have your own bangles, hair rings, everything is becoming a feminine spirit. Remember, they say, our body is the temple, I'm showing for you. So they are marking themselves. It's there. It's gradually coming in. Yes, so where we enter is a common place. Amen. Short nigger on the cookie. Hot pants on the cookie. Hot pants on the cookie. So we're talking about iniquity. Iniquity. It has entered the church. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not saying I'm right or so, I'm trying to shout. Well, I know the wicked abomination that you do here. So I went in and saw, and it was every form of three paintings and abominable movies and all the idols of the matter. We are proclaimed upon the world. The Lord has been upon us. Amen. You need prayer. I say God has been upon me. Amen. Amen. Then it says, just to the 70 men of the ancients of the house in the midst, and then every man with the center, and the chief of flower offering went on. The son of man, this is what is good. Every man here in the chamber of his very mind. Social media is in the mind. Amen. But they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord had forsaken. Hallelujah. And then he goes on and on and on. That's the scripture, I didn't put it there, but Manasseh was a king. That's why he brought all that into the Holy Spirit. Into the holiest of all, but after God, he couldn't throw it away. The son carried it and threw it to the valley of Kidron, threw it, and he brought another altar. So, altars have been And order is the mind brethren. The mind is the house of images. And stone images that must be cast out. Hallelujah. God said the time has come for the stronghold to be taken down. That is the mind of the beast. The beast is a nature. It is not a computer. The computer is an avatar. It is a nature that has entered and has been promised. Never end. So we see that there is a stronghold that the devil has established in the heart. Let's look at Romans 7. Romans 7. That's important to establish. Romans 7. Okay, so I thought I was done about Jesus. It's all the same. Romans 7. Verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I learn not. For what I will, that do I not. For what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I will not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do this, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that it is in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Is present in me. The heart of perform that which is good, but my conscience. For the good that I would, I do not. For the evil that I don't do, is that not slavery? Amen. It's slavery. There is a force forcing me to do the things I don't want to do. Going to websites that I don't want to do. You know? Quarreling. What those who want. Hallelujah. There is an evil. It's verse 20. But if I do that, I will not. It is no more I that do it, but what? Sin. This is Paul, though. A born again brother. An end time brother, hallelujah. Talking about it. I find then the law that when I will do good, the good is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after God, the inward man. But I see another law in my neighbor. Would you not worry? You see the invasion? What talks about the invasion? There's a war. There are spirits that have invaded. Hallelujah. Pulling down the mind to the head. Tie it down. Give the mind, target the mind with entertainment. DSTV. One confusion, allow one finish. Just have a nice time. Hallelujah. But every day is going down and down and down. Hallelujah. But I see another word that I'm warring against the law of my mind. And you what? Bringing me what into captivity of sin. The Lord said, O wretched man, who shall do what? Say, thank God. Through Jesus. Because Jesus Christ was saying, faith in the soul.
Amen.
So we are saying this about, there is another invasion. And it is my, I have to choose the invasion to serve into. Hallelujah. Yes, there are two invasions. Hallelujah. Invasion of the soul to establish this law. Let's just read another one, the invasion 13. Sorry, let's go, let's just start with the invasion of this. I'm looking at my time. Let's go. Invasion 13. The here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is what? 600, 3, 4, and 666. This is a prophetic number. You know, there's a lot of problems in trying to bring natural values to the problem. For example, 1.4 thousand, is it a natural number? Or is it a spiritual prophetic number? 24 elders, what is it? Hallelujah. So, 6 is a spiritual number. Because the first place we see 6 is in Genesis chapter 1. You always take the law of the first mention and the law of the last mention to see the statement, and then you can interpret that word. So, mind is the system man, the carnal man. Hallelujah. Because it brings forth another man. Amen. The man that will be transformed, who will have dominion over all the realms that I mentioned. So, 666 is the rebellion of Adam's nature that has come to fullness. It has not yet come there, it's coming there. Hallelujah. You know, where unprovoked, somebody gets you and shoots you. You know, we don't have this too much a few days ago. This young man was telling Jesus, he was preaching Christ, very serious of Christ. And a young man, you know, pulled the gun and shot him. And you know, that boy is the church brother. Yeah. His father is a reverend. The man that shot him, he shot him just now. His father is a reverend. But he sat up on him. Hallelujah. So, it's a spirit. There is a spirit of wickedness that is in different forms. Alright? And it is working, and it's coming from man. So, as wickedness is coming from man, so also life is coming from man.
Yes,
hallelujah. So, becoming the best of the spirit that is working. So, we see this working in the church. Let's look at verse 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood where? As a man died. And within, 144,000, having his father's name in their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sang in wisdom before the throne, and before the four beasts. And the elders, and no man to lend that song of the 144 years redeemed from the earth. The least are they who are not defiled in blemish for their vengeance. These are they that follow the Lamb with us wherever the glory. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits of God and the Lamb. And the Lamb was found no guy because they are without fault before the throne of God. So that's the scripture talking about the beast. Let's look at chapter 17. I want to bring that up. It says there's a beast carrying a woman. That's our future. Alright, let's get us with that. And there came one of the seven angels, which are the seven wives, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show unto thee the enjoyment of the great God that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk for the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away. Into what? A wilderness. We'll see this wilderness for a moment. A wilderness is a garden. Say that's no one. So, who are telling us correct? A wilderness is a garden without source of water. So, of what the garden? After some time, you become a wilderness. You become dry. And you become dry, why things begin to walk through? Hallelujah. Why things operate in wilderness? Within this walk in the garden of the Lord. Amen. Say, the lion will eat us, will eat grass like us. The serpent and the lamb will be together. And there will not be any quarrel. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Son of Man became a wayland because that river of God stopped flowing. And if you go at the service, don't pray for 2 days. And you see what happened to your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is very good. But with our God, you know, we do it. You know, you don't have time to pray, you don't have time to do that. You know, no time to talk to God, no time to speak. And our mind is down. When God is telling you a gift, it's difficult to believe. Because the mind is so low. Hallelujah. But God is about to do that. So help us. Hallelujah. That our soul be like a water garden. Hallelujah. That's when you connect to the source of you. And the river starts flowing again. Hallelujah. So here the beast is carrying the woman. What he's saying is that the problem of man is not just sin, so that it opens a door for what he calls the spirit of the whore, Babylon. Amen. So man is dealing with the beast. The Son of Man can explain the nature of the children. He can also explain the nature of the beast, depending on which man is on. Hallelujah. The Son of Man can be a dead soul, it can be a living soul, it can become a redeemed spiritual soul. Hallelujah. The problem is not the soul, it is the spirit ruling and expressing itself through it. Hallelujah. Amen. The soul is feminine. He said, I've created you a little lower than the angel. Then there's no more authority. The devil is part of that class. They have more authority. So if you don't submit to God, like someone said, if you're not submitting to God, authority automatically, the devil will speak to you. You'll bring a deception. You know, and come in. Hallelujah. So that's what we are looking at there. In this way, nature, when he comes in, opens the door for other spirits. Remember that scripture in Luke. When he says that when an evil spirit has been cast out, what does he do? He goes through dry places looking for life. When he doesn't get life, what does he do? He says, I will go back to my house. And when he comes, he does what? He opens the door for other, more wicked spirits. So that's what happened to Adam. As darkness enters, other spirits that need life, and they can't take it from God. But here is Adam who has opened up, so they all fallen themselves to Adam. Hallelujah. And they are now manipulating the lifestyle of Adam so that he will be a channel of life. Amen. You can visualize anger. There is no holy anger. Whether it's holy anger or empire anger, still all one is. There is a spirit that is feeding on the anger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Or whether it's God, whatever it is, there are spirits that are manipulating me, yes, to express a character that becomes a God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord is saying, we must. We must be careful of praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see that there is a mark of the stronghold of darkness in man that becomes an object that covers him. It makes him do what he doesn't want to do. And that's what the Bible uses again, the image of the people. And then the worship, of course, the submission to that nature. Let's read quickly Genesis 6. I'll just keep going to go wrong. Just have one more. Genesis 6. Look how big that man grows. Genesis 6. Compared to Genesis chapter 1. Chapter 1, everything was nice. Chapter 2, fine. Chapter 3, trouble came into man. Hallelujah. And by chapter 6, it was out of control. Amen. Verse 1. Genesis 6, 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Amen. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were there, and they took them. Verse 3. And the Lord said, that's the one. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always find God, that he is also flesh. Yet the days shall be 100 and. This is a family man. 120. Amen. Isaiah talks about 100. But so as time goes on, it starts coming down. So there are different numbers. Amen. Alright. Verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they brought us down. Verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was what? That invasion has corrupted them. See how fast it's growing. God said, a little level. So not just to be talking about it, you must be able to source. Because that little source will be a problem. Amen. And God saw that the wickedness of man was what? Great. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was what? Thoughts of man continually. Amen. And they reported to God that there is no man in my life. And he believed him at the time. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who has created for God. Both the man and the beast. So, it also shows the way man submitted to that nature and began to walk with it and began to run with it. Those are scriptures, 2 Corinthians. Because we are speaking about those things, Manasseh and his, you know, how they got images and worship back. But let me read Isaiah 60 about the number of the beast. Which is speaking about the principle of that. Isaiah 60. Darkness for the blind. So also light. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the six, once shall cover the head one six, and cross darkness two other six, to make it six six. But the Lord shall do what? Shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be what? So that's the principle. A little level, a level, whole life. Hallelujah. So a little light also will also lighten the whole life. Hallelujah. So as darkness is increasing, light is also increasing. Hallelujah. Our brethren, we are moving towards midnight. When the darkness, also, the light is also increasing. In Egypt, the light was increasing. There was a time, first place, second place, third place, everybody suffered. But from that third one, God brought up to the front of. And this brethren, we are coming to a season of Goshen, where we shall begin to enter into the Goshen experience. Cancer will become forgotten. Diabetes will become forgotten. All these things that we take in. It will be covered because a people is blessed into life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Alright, so darkness is not static. In fact, there is an energy called a prophetic energy. Good bread. In fact, old Baranda, you can't buy Baranda today. When you go and buy Baranda, this is for 2 hours. Come back to me. Open it. Come back to me. That's not Baranda. The banana does first, you just get it, you open it. In 2 hours, you run. By the following day, it's gone another way. Because there's an energy of corruption walking in you. Amen. There's also an energy of life walking in you. Amen. You two walk together. So, where I am today is not where I am, but I was this today. Tomorrow, I am going higher. The next day, I am going higher. I was today. The Bible says a righteous man will jump 7 times and keep going. Hallelujah. The devil can knock me down today. God will knock me down. But then I stand up. I mind that one. I need the new one. Hallelujah. Amen. To the life of the righteous, not God. Let's believe. Because somebody may not know. Let's just believe. But I read the last verse, I'm going to read the one of that. So you choose the way you're going to do it. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. For the path of the just. Amen. That was the thought of the religion, but the just shall live by faith. Amen. Faith helps you to get more life. Amen. True faith makes you see God. That makes you hungry for God. True faith is the energy of the inward man. You know? That energy that God is pulling up, the spirit of adoption is what you want. He's pulling you. There is a spirit of adoption. You cannot be a son without the spirit of God. Hallelujah. That same spirit is working. As many as are born of that spirit, do what they want to find. Amen. So he's saying here that the light, but the part of the judge is what is like the word shining light. That God will shine more and more until the perfect day. Amen. So there's a light that is shining. There's another darkness that is visible. Amen. Men are becoming more dark. The other men are also becoming more something. Amen. One that is hallelujah. Amen. So, I've already talked about this reflection. So let me, I've already read 2 John chapter 2. 2 John chapter 2. Already read it. So let me read the scripture about one week. And Revelation chapter 8. This is a reflection of this invasion. The purpose of this invasion in the church. Revelation chapter 8. We talk about the angel that began to open fire. That began to open, you know. You know, there are some spirits that have not yet come out. That are waiting. They do not hold the earth or to receive the servants of God. Yeah. So there was an angel standing at the corner of Revelation 7. You know. And there was a struggle. There still is not one to say, no. Let's pray for the servants of God. And the danger of that, there are some people that are rising. If people that are rising and are seeing them, don't tell me that the church has been saved. So if I'm there, I'm not being saved. When those spirits are coming, they are not attacking the church. Amen. So there are certain that when COVID came, it was a different dimension of death was around me. Hallelujah. And if you know your Bible, you know that God always allows testing to use it to shape global history and affairs. Hallelujah. God does not find and change the story of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are things on the earth and their purpose. That spirit. Amen. And God is holding them up so that we can rise. And so that when that flood comes, we don't stand up. But there, like I said, there was a third angel, verse 10. I'm sorry, I'm hoping to do this. Okay. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, having as it were a lamb. You know, when the Bible gives you, shows you a spirit, it describes the spirit. It tells you the ministry of that spirit, the power of that spirit, the workings of that spirit. Alright, so it's a star that's falling from heaven. Genesis, God put stars there, God will shine. So stars should be in the firmament, not on the earth. Hallelujah. A star that's falling means that it has lost its place. It has lost its authority. Alright? But it's still functioning. The devil is what? The morning star. So it's not the morning star. It's one of the angels created by God. But God didn't take the place of that. You know, it's still working. But God has given us more authority to thank him. Hallelujah. That's the way it works. Alright, so this is a star that has fallen. Amen. It has fallen. And it's falling as it were a lamb. And if anywhere, upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. One of the symbols of the word of God is water. It is the washing of the water and the water. So this is speaking about the ministry of the world. You know? And this dead angel sounded. It's not standing from heaven, it's standing from Cana to heaven. And that tells you what characterizes the kind of ministry you are doing. It's a ministry. Ministry to the flesh. Ministry to the carnal flesh. Hallelujah. Say amen. The holy angel. Amen. And the third part of the sea became the sea, seas of humanity. Look at Revelation 17, I think last time or so. Say the sea upon the moon, the beast is rising, are peoples and nations and tribes. So it defines what sea is. So it's speaking about humanity. The ministry to humanity. And the third part of the creatures which we are in the sea are not life. They die. And the third part of the ships, they are destroyed. Ships, piece of organization, ministries, and so on. And the third angel sounded, and they are first a great star, one that it were a lamb. And he fell upon the third part of the river. And the name of the star is called. And the third part of the water, the third part is not the outer world. Amen. Became one. And many men died of the water because they were made bigger. So let's read one or two scriptures about one. Can you show that story?
Go back to the slide.
Go back to the slide. But I missed it. But if you go to, if you look at, So if you check Jeremiah, everywhere one with his nations, his piece of Peter. Anything, everywhere. So, it's a piece of a gospel that is not pure. That doesn't give you. It doesn't give you an energy to rise and see you more. It's an earthbound ministry. And that's the majority of what you find. And the sad truth is that even the end time church has followed in that deception. So, the Lord help us. Amen. The true gospel is the gospel that makes man to hunger. And people. They that believe that God is more seeking diligent. That's what the truth is about. So faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. Let's begin with the last scripture on this place. Matthew 24. Jesus talked about it. When you see the abomination that causes the desolation, fire in the holy place. The holy place represents his mind, then soul, the world. It's a church that is higher than the upper court. So let's read the Matthew 24:14. See, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. For witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand where in the holy place. Then will be there to the let the which meet themselves and ask for no come down to take anything out of the house. Another thing which is in the children will come, but to take his glory. For woe unto them that have the child, and to them that give up the goodness. For praying that your mighty God will move them, neither will the servant. For them, those days are short. So, don't be blessed. Don't be seeing your soul. Your mind, if this is so, you wouldn't allow. Amen. I got a finger point in this. It's all for the sinner. I pray that God will help you not to lower my standard, to raise higher. Amen. So let's go. I think we're finishing now. Let's go to the other one. Next one. The man has seven rents. So, we already talked about the water gathering. And there are scriptures there. In the Galatians. In the Maya, it says that the water, like our soul shall be as the water gathering. As I have said, we also talk about this dryness. Our soul is the gathering. And Isaiah 58, we were talking about the true fast. I was in Berlin and I was praying and asking God for the word. And in the night I had a dream. In the dream I was teaching about Isaiah 58. So I read that, of course, it's talking about fasting. So he says, in your day of fasting, your master is still active. TikTok is still active. They are fasting. So you take your pleasure. So the body is fasting, but the soul is having a dream. As I said, that is not the first of the Lord. Amen. I mean, what my name talks about is the Lord, you know, say this, fast of the soul. Amen. So, to thank God for the fasting of the body, the good of the Lord, yeah, amen. Yes, okay. We need to upgrade to the fasting of the soul, where the adamic man will not be manifested. That's the true fast of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Alright, so, so we talk about this agitation. Spirits that are there have prevented. Sons of Solomon is the Lord coming into his garden. Then the Lord says, the Sons of Solomon 4:20 says, by the Lord is like a garden. Shut up. Do not so. In chapter 5:1 it says, the Lord has come into his garden to keep his fruits, to fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the Lord desires fellowship. Us, you know, but there must be water around them. So it's your responsibility to find the source of water. You cannot be fellowship and your water, thank God, but you must rule. I don't know that is the most rule. Find the way to get the water into your soul. Amen. On a constant basis, then your soul will be contaminated and aroma. You know, God likes aroma. Fragrance. And when spirits smell fragrance, it is called two glass of love. This is bad fragrance, bitterness, anger, and so on. Even cancer will go. Right? You know? So, our souls will be a good, you You know, there's an aroma. He said the aroma of Christ, according to Corinthians. He said the savor of Christ. That around me should be a good thing, a good savor. Hallelujah. That draws God, that draws. And when you bring an offering, God smells. As you know, I brought an offering, say, God smells a good savor. Amen. When you are singing, it's not the word that is in your heart. They are sending forth a smile man, a camel man, all those things that we mentioned there. And when angels see the visit, they are sent. Hallelujah. Like happened this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So the soul is a priest. You know? The Old Testament, yes, but the man of the temple, they knew their soul is the priest, their mind is the minister. Their emotions and desires are the ministers in that sense. Hallelujah. The cleaner they are, the more life they get. Jesus generated life by dying. So when you die, you also generate life and sweet others. Hallelujah. Amen. So the soul is a bride among the man. Good spirit. Let me just read that one. Hosea chapter 2. I'm just trying to launch that. Let's say if you join the mentor. The soul is reminded. That is the that returns to the Lord is one spirit. Alright? That's enough. Follow the 417 things. Ephraim is joining to idols. So it's either the soul is joining to idols or is joining to the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Either you can't be true. Amen. And then we have seen, go back to this one, that the soul can be a prisoner. It says, Jesus says, any spirit you submit to, you become servant of that spirit. John 8. Okay, Romans is there. John 8. Jesus said one of them, so let's take that. We'll go to Romans. John 8:34. So very, you know when he says very, very important. I said, whosoever committed sins, what? Is our man. And when the devil comes, he's not going to do it. He's going to do it. So it becomes a habit. Because if you say, if the second thing is an altar, that is the nature of giving life to them. I'm sure about you, that's it. Alright, and it requires energy to cast those spirits out. Amen. Amen. Go to the church and come for us in life. When we get out, there are things we do that find them. Hallelujah. God in this season of attainment is demanding that you and I must address those deceptions. We must address the ways. We must address the things that not so easily, the things that provokes us so easily. We must address it. Amen.
Amen.
So let me say we look at this Romans 6. Romans 6:16. They know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, the servants ye are to whom ye obey. Example, we merely stand by God 16 or somewhere else. But if you go there and come to him, you are so saying, Sunday, that's how today, is that what he says, go to God, we merely do this. After some time, from good Monday, they start warning you that there is enjoy them. The soul is an addict. Can be easily addicted. Amen. So he said, do not yield, he said, let not sin, therefore rain and water. He said, likewise, let not yield not yourself to be what? To be dead to sin and alive. Alright? So verse 16 says, to whom you give the servants to pay? The servant you are, to whom you pay? Whether of sin or of obedience unto righteousness. Amen. Then we can be free. That one is saying, but you are free from this spirit. Amen. So look at the verse 24. You are the servants of sin. You are free from, you know, righteousness. So bring that over.
Same principle
applies to 1 Corinthians 6. Yes. Okay. So let's look at the 1 Corinthians 6. Amen. I show that
scripture with you.
16 and 17. Thank you. First Corinthians 6:16. And when you are engaged in spiritual warfare, then sin cannot be there. There's an opening for the devil, and he's looking for an open door. So when you are engaged in spiritual warfare, we must be pure. Our garment must be pure. And now there's a lot of talk of incense and offering, so we must be engaged with that. Is it first or second?
Okay, first, okay. So, what? Know ye not that what? He which is joined to a harvest is what? One body. For two says he shall be one flesh.
Okay, so the same thing is the same. Alright, and then he goes down and down on my side. Okay.
So he that is, okay, that's one, but he that is joined unto the God is one spirit.
And now let me say it again. The purpose of their school is to transport their mind into the presence of God. Amen. When you start reading the scripture is the salt of the spirit. The spirit of God will use it and bring life to you. Their mind will arise. The more you are there, the higher the rise. So when you pray in the spirit, what you are doing is that you are carrying, you are giving the energy to the spirit of God to carry your mind. You know, I take you to a higher place. Hallelujah. And it's totally at your decision to decide whether you rise or not. Of course, you said Adam is dust, and serpent is. And speaks on humanity. If you look at, there are some scriptures, very bad scriptures, that says, death will speak upon you. I think it was the days of spring. It says that death and the grave. So, spirits are looking for who they will make prayer of. Another scripture, like Isaiah, in Jeremiah, it says that in carcass, that the bodies are become by carcass, by wives. So there are spirits that want to tear the one, tear the soul, destroy it. And where there is bitterness, strife, and foundation, there's every evil one. May the Lord deliver our home, deliver our garden from foundation. And God says, any offering that is done that will be accepted as a true offering. So when you come with bitterness, what the devil is reacting is disqualifying you for being until you go and make peace. Amen. Of the sort of out. Hallelujah. Of course, we saw the devil, the soul was cast out. In the garden. And because of this casting out, the soul lost the ability to rise. And that's what happens when we fight. Alright, of course, we see the wrong one. So just do the last one and then we'll close. The last one. So we are saying that there is a redemption. Just like the Spirit of God, just like the devil came in, Spirit of God is also to bring in the soul, to bring in redemption. There are five things that bring life. I don't mention it. We'll be talking about it. There are five things that bring life. Alright? Spirit of First John chapter 5, verse 7-19. You know that in Colossians chapter 1, the Bible says that Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when Christ comes in, he comes in stages. So the first one is being born again, that's what happened. The second one is sent to us. The last one that is where we are. There the fullness of Christ is about to come. And in other words, God is directly to address the headquarters of darkness between the soul. Amen. Because that's what is going to prepare that headquarters, which is the soul, for him to come and go. Amen. So the preaching of the cross is the power of God, because the cross is like the cherubim. It's there in the place of judgment. There are sins, and now there's everything is done. Hallelujah. Even Jesus had to go to the cross. And at the cross, he released his blood that contained the energy of God. Hallelujah. And then the Spirit of God is the Spirit of metamorphosis. It's the Spirit of adoption. The Spirit of God causes a change. There is an energy in the Spirit of God to make you more righteous. Hallelujah. So that Spirit is within. So 2 Corinthians says, we all that hope to be holding, are changed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. The more we are looking in the mirror, the more we are changing to become what we are seeing. And then, of course, we have the ministry of the word. And then finally, the fasting. I put a lot of scriptures there, so you can check it. Confess, you can be so fast. Morning fasting, you can be so fast. Alright? So check it and see what the scripture is saying. Alright, so there are different things. But
therefore,
intrinsic among people. Where there are many things that want to ask. They already asked it. Where is your God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land. And do what? This thing. So when we call, they will answer. Amen. Yeah. See, the Lord will answer and say unto us as the people, behold, I will send you corn. I will send you wine. I will send you oil. And you shall be satisfied with the earth. And I will no more make you with his good. I want to be there. Yes, Lord. But I will remove fire from you, because the king of the northern army, the Assyrians are like them. They have no iota of humanity. Amen. There are spirits that are in you. Because he will drive them. Amen. So we are saying the Lord is with you. There is a spirit that is turning you and drinking the earth. Amen. So you will drive off the northern army. And I will drive him into the land fire and the says to one. And he sees that part towards the Lord. And his thing shall come up, and his ill savor shall come because he has gone with him. Very well. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I think we'll just end here. But the important has been to show that there is a reason for activity. And that is because of the fallen nature of Adam and normally man. And the fact that spirits took advantage of it and established themselves. So it's not just a law for people. God wants to walk through or put the family and ask them. Say there shall be no more space found for them. Say there was one heaven. And there was no more space found. Hallelujah. The will of God is to cast down every spirit, every aspect. You know, and in doing that, he is preparing a place. But he's coming to dwell. He's also a bit well good. So let us bow our heads.